All right, I want to talk about the 1995 hit movie Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino as the main stars. This movie was the actual first time the two leading stars faced each other and were in the same scene talking to each other. The film Heat was one of my favorite movies. I didn't catch it in the movie theater, unfortunately. It's been so long, I don't recall if I had watched it in the movie theater. I did purchase the DVD, the Blu-ray of it, and I recently rewatched it. This was one of the first movies that I remember watching where you're sort of rooting for the bad guy. And the bad guy in this, of course, is portrayed by Robert De Niro. And you kind of root for the bad guys in this one. It's kind of taken from that point of view. They're showing them how they're setting up their hits, how they're preparing for a bank robbery. You don't really know that going in. The first time you watch it, you don't know that for sure what they're, but you know they're going for a big score. They're doing a bunch of little scores leading up to a bigger score. All the while you have Al Pacino and his task force tracking them and realizing that they are going against someone really good. Even Robert De Niro's character eventually realizes that he's being tracked by someone. And you had this musical score in the background that played, which was really excellent. And there were a lot of leading roles played by people such as Val Kilmer, Tom Sizemore, John Voight, Natalie Portman, Hank Azaria, Ashley Judd, Dennis Hasbert, the guy who was the president on 24. Just really, really strong writing in this film, and it was really good. I can't praise it enough. Eventually, Al Pacino knows that something's going down soon. He just doesn't know when. He doesn't know where or when, and he's basically tracking his crew. He doesn't know Robert De Niro's character. He doesn't know where he's from, who he is. He doesn't know anything about him, so he starts tracking him, and that led to that famous kind of scene, the coffee scene, where he pulled him over and said, "Hey, let's go grab some coffee." And they agreed, and they went over. They talked about life in general, and I'm not going to hesitate killing you if I have to, if we end up face-to-face and something. And it kind of went both ways, and then they kind of departed. And it wasn't long after that that the whole bank robbery scene went down. Now, in 1995, at the time of this, there wasn't a whole lot of films that I ever remembered that graphically portrayed people shooting like that, just like in real life. It seemed like it could really happen. And there was an actual bank robbery. I think it happened, I want to say it happened before the movie, but I'm not sure. But there was an LA bank robbery that was really similar to that, where the guys were just battling it out with heavy weapons. And they way outpowered the police at that point. Well, I found this part to be a little fake in the movie. I mean, they had these heavy machinery, machine guns just blasting at the police, but the police also had some pretty good rifles and weapons too. And I just don't think they would have been that prepared and that quick and got to the scene that fast as they did in this film. I think that was kind of disappointing. There's no way they would have reacted. I mean, yeah, several police would have showed up, but they would have had handguns. They wouldn't have had AR-15s or whatever kind of rifles that they were using. Because they had so much firepower, most of them got away. There was a few of his crew that got caught or killed right there or shot, but Val Kilmer's character was shot and survived. They kind of went their separate ways, and De Niro had a love interest by this point. He wanted to go away with her. His dream was to move to New Zealand and just live a normal life. And she was on board with that, and he had a plane, he had an aircraft lined up and ready to go. But De Niro was not one to leave behind loose ends. One of the loose ends was somebody that double-crossed him, or I wouldn't call it double-cross, he just wouldn't follow directions, and then eventually he did double-cross the whole group, and De Niro was hell-bent on making him pay. And it wasn't just him, he had a few people, he had a scores to settle, but Wangro was the last person that, if he had just let him go, he could have got on that plane and been scot-free with his girlfriend. But he went to the airport to kill him. He was listed under an alias. He killed him. It was fascinating. At the same time, Al Pacino had the place bugged, and they had someone watching his room. And so when it went down, there was police there. Of course, Al Pacino wasn't that far away either. He was en route on his tail to the end, chasing De Niro down, which is another thing. It's like, come on. But whatever. It was fascinating to see De Niro running from Al Pacino chasing them through the back end of an airport, battling it out until finally Al Pacino gets the better of him. There was kind of a touching scene when De Niro was dying. He reaches for his hand and Al Pacino grabs his hand and he holds him until his last breath is expelled. And kind of the credits rolled at that point. It was a powerful movie. There was not very many movies to that depth, I don't think, in 1995. It's one of the classics I like to rewatch every once in a while. It's definitely a 5-star film. It's just so much action. It had depth. Music playing in the background. It was powerful. Ashley Judd's performance was really good. So anyway, loved Heat. I think it was Michael Mann was the director. I wish he would have done more Heat-style movies. I was definitely on board. It was a great film. I can't recommend it enough.